the Three Wide Podcast with EG3.
Episode 277 of the 3Y NASCAR Podcast. Yes, I started renumbering all my episodes. If you have not noticed that from the latest episode I just dropped on Friday, Eddie Greer, the third host of the EG3 3Y NASCAR Podcast, all about the latest in the world of NASCAR. The World Truck Series, the Xfinity Series, and of course the NASCAR Cup Series, the three biggest divisions in all of motorsports. This music, you know what it is, you know what time it is. It is especially game weekend, race weekend. I'm recording this on February 5th, Saturday, pretty much 24 hours away from Green Flagger preseason racing. Los Angeles, California, the Busch Clash, the debut out there of the new generational car. Yes, we're about to, when this comes out, you guys will be getting your snacks and everything ready to go for this race tomorrow, which will be when this podcast comes out tonight. Of course, yes, that's right. But oh man, finally it is here. Almost here, folks. Obviously, this will focus primarily on, I told you guys this already, we focuses on the Clash and obviously the rules. And obviously today, for the first time since the championship race in Phoenix last November, we have seen officially the new generational cars and next gen cars, which is now today's cars, out on a racetrack out there. And man, does it look different. Again, it's going to get quite a bit to get a few weeks, maybe a few races to get used to. At least when the Cup Series are out there racing those style of cars, you heard all the rumblings and things like that. Oh, it's hard to drive. Got good drivers spinning out and whatnot, trying to get used to the dirty air. You heard all the rules. If you have not listened to the two latest episodes I dropped this week, you might go back, listen to it as well. I had AJ on a Loose Lugs podcast that dropped Monday night, and then recently, yesterday actually dropped the truck preview, the Camaro Truck Series preview, looking at the drivers and teams and all that fun jazz as they could get ready for their regular season premiere in a couple of weeks. Yeah, it's kind of a weird format. Usually you have the Clash and then right after that you have Speed Weeks, but there's going to be a week off sandwich, and of course next week is Super Bowl week with the Cincinnati Bengals and the host team, Los Angeles Rams, out there. So a big couple 2 weeks out there for the state of California, or more primarily if you want to focus on a city, Los Angeles. And I can take it at a step further. I've mentioned his name before on this podcast. Lincoln Riley just taking over the USC college football coaching position over there. So that's kind of a big week over there for Los Angeles over there. So yeah, it's all accumulating. Finally seeing cars on the track, and we're going to see a lot of share finally of what we used to back a few years ago prior to having set the field and whatnot, and just not the same. You're just not getting enough out of the weekend, especially if you go and travel, visit, or if you're going to that specific race for the weekend, you want to see activity, practice. It just gets you hyped up. It just leads all that building all the way up to the actual race. Not none of this, let's just set the field. Let's be lazy. Let's set the field of the standings and qualify. But what we're going to get here, well, actually, we're going to get qualifying that will set up these heat races on just a bit. I'm actually, of course, before qualifying. So, yeah. So, what I will do here is just go over briefly what to expect. Obviously, the top 40, it will be divided up into 4 heats, which will have 25 heats individually, right? So, you're going to have 4 heats, all of them 25 laps, and 40 cars, I think. I don't think we have 40 cars in here. We have only, 36 entered in this Busch Clash here at the Coliseum here for this weekend, right? So 36 will set the field, and pretty much you can eliminate a position 40 in heat number 4 position. Pretty much that last row right there in each of the heats, respectively, 37 through 40. Yeah, it can cross that out. 36, so still the same thing here. Obviously, you're going to have the fastest, really top 4 represent each heat. So what I'm looking at here is, okay, the pole sitter is going to be the top 4. So obviously the overall pole sitter will lead the first heat, right? And then your outside pole sitter will lead the second heat. The inside row 2. If this, I know it sounds coming out of my mouth, maybe still a little bit confusing, but hey, this is what I'm trying to come across of, right? So yeah, you look at heat 3. Excuse me, same thing as well, which is the 3rd, and then the 4th is the 4th. So pretty much, you have your 1st. 2nd, 3rd, and 4th, guys, lead a field, and you can fill in the blanks to be blanked from there. And in the top 4, I've said that, I said it in the last edition in episode 276 of the 3-Wide NASCAR Podcast EG3, and yes, again, I've started to, I went back from all of last year's episodes of season 6 of 3-Wide Podcast. And I might go back, since now I finally caught up with the numbering, I might go back and actually number those episodes as well. So definitely, wow, that's a lot of episodes already. So when we're approaching, hopefully this year, it looks like we're on pace to hit 300 episodes, hopefully. So that's pretty exciting right there. But anyways, we hit 250 last year. Somewhere, yeah, we hit 250 last year, and this year we're on pace to hit 300 episodes of 3-Wide NASCAR Podcast EG3. So, yeah, exciting stuff, huh? Well, I could kind of continue on forward, and there is also last chance races as well. Interesting. So the remaining 6 finishing positions from each heat will continue through the last chance qualifying races, which is 50 laps. All this is tomorrow, obviously, so you have your heat races first, and then your last chances races, I believe, last, because this is called last chance races. So the last chance, there's 6 remaining finishing positions of each heat will continue through. So basically, my goodness, so basically, yeah, the top 3 of, out of the 2, out of both last chance qualifying races, so the first one, 50 laps. Second one, 50 laps. Top 3 move on to the main event, which is going to be 150 laps of this race. And it's going to be, so it's pretty much going to be what I have, at least looking at the format here, was posted a couple weeks ago. Yeah, so you're going to have at least 36, let's have a 36, that you're going to have at least still over half the field that was Frazier. Now, we could have some upsets in here, possibly. I mean, we'll have to see how. I'm really intrigued to see how it all shakes out, because obviously you're going to have your top four Heat winners represent the top four spots. Then your second place people, right, will fill in the next four. Then the next four finishers is your third place finishers from each Heat, right? So now the last four positions, which is 16, which will be all of your fourth place finishers from each Heat. 1, 2, 3, and so forth. So they try to keep it the same, which I totally understand, which I'm beginning to really understand now. So they keep it bunched. So you have your first place Heat winners in a group, 1 through 4, your second place finishers, 5 through 8, your third place finishers, 9 through 12, and then and so on. And then you get to your last chance guys, right? Over here, right? So last chance winners, 17th and 18th. Then you have your second place, 19th and 20th. And then you have your third place finishers from the last chance qualifiers. And then apparently there's a points provisional. Seriously? we're gonna put that in here. So, yeah, it's 23. So you really, when you look at it still, you still have, if that holds out, you still have 23 to 36 that everybody's gonna get a chance to put down laps tomorrow. In race-like situations. But if you're not in a transfer spot, then you better hope that you're in the top three in the last chance qualifiers. So that's what we're looking at. So 150 laps, obviously, there. And, yeah, so that's what we're looking at there. And obviously, after all that said and done, you have your preseason Bush Clash champion and somebody's going to get the nod over the next 3 weeks or so of bragging rights, because this is a new generational car. Somebody's going to get that win first tomorrow night, and then somebody's going to really have bragging rights a couple weeks later, the Daytona 500, the Super Bowl. So you're going to have the Super Bowl of football, your Super Bowl 56 next week, and then you have your Super Bowl of racing with the actual opening of this next generational car. Who will get the checkered flag at that race down there? We'll see what happens there. And I've said all along, and now listening to other racing podcasts here recently and getting back in the swing of things here and listening to some, and well primarily really the Teardown, and here as of late I'm gonna get the Lap Track podcast. I've been listening on that as well. Finally finished the episode yesterday. Yeah, I mean, and this is just my show, my podcast, my opinion. I, you know, just thinking about it, like, I know you still have your super teams and whatnot, right? What I've been saying all along, right? And I'm not gonna shy away from it. I still think, I said it with AJ, I still think it's still, I mean, everybody's still on a learning curve with these things. Yes, some drivers have had more time with it than others. Kurt Busch, Tyler Reddick, Austin Dillon. I can name a few more other drivers who have had a little bit more time in this race car than some of the other drivers. So that's what's going to be really intriguing to see throughout the weekend, obviously, trying to get used to the... It still looks good. I mean, this car looks good. The one lug nut and everything else. And yeah, like the Final Lap Wiki said, the boy said, yeah, I mean, you mess with that, then your car, you're going to be pretty much wrecked out. Because the one car, you have a loose... You can't tighten up one lug. You have a lot of issues. you just have a lot of issues there, so... Yeah, I mean, this is going to be, again, it's going to take some getting used to, but maybe, my standard is after one third of the season, you can come back to me, and I'll give you my overall thoughts of it so far. So that's kind of the rules of the Bush Clash tomorrow night. It's going to be afternoon over there in LA, but it's going to be 6 o'clock Central Time. It's going to be pretty much sunset here in Manhattan, Kansas. So I'm pretty much looking forward to how all this shakes out tomorrow with the Bush Clash.
You're listening to the Three Wide Podcast with EG3.
EG3 in Manhattan, Kansas, in between practice, the Bush Clash, and getting set to set qualifying, which will set up these hit races. Eddie Greer III for the EG3 podcast. 3Wide NASCAR podcast, all about the latest in the three biggest divisions in all of NASCAR. Yeah, so now finally we get to the Cup. I know I've been bouncing around. We talked about a little bit about AJ. Again, there's two episodes out now, obviously. 200 episode 275, which features AJ. And then, of course, yesterday I posted the Truck Series preview episode 276. Yeah, 276. And this is episode 277 of the 3Wide NASCAR Podcast EG3. And I will have reaction to what went down the Clash. That will be out. I'm shooting for possibly Monday to have that. We'll see what my schedule is there. But yeah, I'm hoping to have reaction episodes out either Monday or Tuesday at the earliest. So get that into your hands, into your ears right off the bat. So kind of just to go over here the rest of the show with the Cup. Obviously, that's all we're going to talk about for the rest of the show here. And I'm just going to work from the bottom all the way possibly through our defending champion here. So we're going to, and I might spend less time. I'm going to probably go through all these with a fine, not necessarily the fine tooth comb. Yeah, but necessarily I've talked about them all off season. Some of these, I just blitz blew through these. But these are drivers that you're looking at this weekend, and we're going to see who sets the pole. It's not going to be necessary because it's not going to be the actual race, because we're used to seeing, okay, and when this race was at Daytona, right, we saw this a lottery pick, right, which I'm going to pause, like, you put a piece of paper number of the starting positions, crew chiefs, draw it out, and whatever number you draw, that's where you start. So we have not seen this. So this is going to be slightly different as well. We're going to start now here with Trackhouse Racing's Daniel Suarez, number 99. There he has the return of Travis Mack as his crew chief there. So, I mean, we're just going to have to see what happens there. This happens with his teammate this year. But, yeah, Daniel Suarez, he's still the flagship of that race team, has, again, Ross Chastain. That's going to be an interesting combination there as well. BJ McCloyd in the 78 for Life Fast Motorsports. Lee Leslie, the crew chief there in that camp. Landon Castle will open up the 2022 season with Spire Motorsports. Obviously, he's going to be full-time with Colleague Racing in the Xfinity Series. We've already touched on that. Again, go back to episode 275 if you want to learn more about our discussion about Landon Castle there with AJ the Loose Lux podcast there. Rick Rare Racing will have Cody Ware there. And somebody said that Rick Rare, I think it was Jordan on the teardown, that he said, that Rick Rare Racing is finally taking the steps of being the actual team. Again, like Jeff Gluck said it on that episode, I'll say here, I believe it when I see it. That's that. If you're a long time listener of 3Wide NASCAR Podcast EG3, yeah, I've always said this. I'll wait till I see it. You know. So we'll see. We'll see. I mean, they were the blending jokes of 2021 last year with that team. Alex Bowman had a tremendous year last year. Hendrick Motorsports 48 Chevrolet should have Ally as a sponsor. Yep, he does as well. Alex Bowman was tied with Martin Truex Jr. for 4 wins last year. I mean, interesting to see if he backs that up. Obviously, it depends on how they are setup-wise with the
this new generational car and everything else. So that's a storyline that I'm going to be paying attention to. One of the storylines anyways, I'm going to be paying attention to. Ricky Stenhouse Jr., we already talked about him. There was a random episode this week about him and that race team, now down to one. Kurt Busch, the 23-11 entry, the second entry, the second car, the 45. Yeah, I expect Kurt, like many other media members and podcasters out there of NASCAR, I believe in the same thing. I think Kurt's knowledge, obviously a cup champion, is going to push Bubba. There's no question about it. I agree 100% about that. And Bubba, the way that he is, yeah, I mean, yeah, you better be on point with Kurt Busch, at least performance-wise, because if Kurt Busch, I think what he think he is going to do, run around in the top 10, what he always does, he always seems to sniff out one win a year. So if he can get that, if he can match the performance of his teammate Kurt, man, he's going to be in good position. But if not, there's going to be some questions raised there. Why are you not performing the way that you are? Then you have your petty GMS combination of Eric Jones in the 43, Ty Dillon in the 42. Of course, that 42 number was with Chip Ganassi Racing. Chip Ganassi is not a part of the sport, so that belongs to the GMS entry of Ty Dillon in this ride. Pretty interesting here when you talk about GMS Racing. Obviously, they've had success in every level. They've won the truck series and a championship. They've won at least a race in the Xfinity series, but not a championship this team. So it's going to be interesting to see what happens here. Obviously, Eric Jones, a once-in-a-lifetime talent. There, and Ty Dillon, of course, obviously, Petty GMS getting their stuff, if I heard this right, from RCR. They're moving on from there. Let's see. Cole Custer to Stuart Haas, 41. Yeah, this is going to be something we have to keep an eye on this move, because obviously Almirola stepping aside after the checkered flag is over there. You're going to have somebody else to step up in this area. So I don't know who that's going to be. But, you know, what are you going to do? So, what are you going to do? So, that right there, that's going to be Cole Custer was apparently supposed to take that next step up last year. That did not happen. And now with this new car and everything else out there, we'll see if Cole Custer can't get himself right. That's the question for him, anyways. Let's see. Todd Gillen in the front row. Michael McDowell. The front row more sports combination for this year. And Michael McDowell having a new crew chief there in Blake Harris. Interesting. Very interesting. Obviously, I know Blake. Well, I don't know him personally, but I know Blake from seeing him with Martin Truex Jr. and company of the last several years. That relationship there, Cole Pern, James Small, Blake Harris has been crew chief of Martin Truex Jr. for several years now. That's a big hit. That's a big loss for Joe Gibbs Racing, James Small, and Martin Truex Jr. there. And that's a gain for front row. Question is, you also replacing a huge hole in Drew Blickensterfer. As well. So, I mean, that's both losses for both teams there, but Blake Harris is getting something different front row. That's going to be really interesting. I'm kind of going to be intrigued to see what Blake Harris does with, obviously, the defending Daytona 500 champion Michael McDowell, and then, of course, Seth Barber, crew chief for Ty Gillen. No laps in the Xfinity series. That sticks out. No laps at all. I know it doesn't really matter, because even if he was chosen for this move, he would have definitely had a chance to excuse me, you would have had a chance to, you know, make something happen out there. So that's going to be interesting right there. I'm going to be, that's the storyline. I'm going to be paying attention a little closely. Blake Harris, see how he meshes well with Michael. I mean, I don't think it should be a problem. Not one bit. Colleague Racing has two entries. Justin Haley, the first one. Justin Haley driving at 31. Trent Owens is the crew chief there on that. And yeah, Justin Haley has done pretty good, pretty well. Well, he's tested these cars before, so I mean, we'll see. Will that be a little bit of an advantage? I don't think it will be. So I think with these big mega teams and whatnot, I just think that they'll figure out soon. And once they do that, I mean, it's going to be no tough stopping them. This is the 3Wide NASCAR Podcast with EG3, Eddie Greer III, episode 277 of the 3Wide NASCAR Podcast with EG3. Let's see here. Bubba Wallace, 2311 Racing, Booty Barker as his crew chief. Darren, I've already said, if Bubba's not performing and Kurt is early on, then the rumbling's going to get louder. So hopefully Bubba Wallace can, I'm really excited to see what he does this year, can build on that last year and really kind of benefit and lean on Kurt and benefit from that. And we're just going to have to see what happens. But I'm, like I said, this, I mean, for close listeners of the show who've been listening for the last year or two, know my connection as a fan to Martin Truex Jr. Once he announces that, then you're looking at you, the new All-Force guy. So yeah, that is pretty significant right there. Yeah, that's pretty significant right there. So definitely, let's see what happens there on that end. Let's see. William Byron, Henrik Motorsports. Obviously, he, what to me, was, if not the first, but the second red hottest driver in the business. So he's going to have an opportunity to not only back that up, but obviously have an opportunity to win some more races here. Joey Logano. Penske. I was not aware of how, I thought it was more than this, but the number that I've been sitting on is two. That's how many races. Logano had four wins combined between Ali Nada, two of the four wins for Penske Racing, and then you had four for Penske Racing there. So I guess got jumbled up there with all that, but yeah. So only four wins last year for Penske Racing. Usually see them more than that, but interesting, very interesting situation. I suspect to see, unfortunately, to see the 22 out there on the track, and we'll just have to see what happens out there as well with this team. But obviously, Ryan Blaney took the next turn of the corner there last year. Finally, after saying, prove it to me, he finally won multiple races at different 12, at 91.99. Yeah, 91.99. So, yeah, we'll have to see what happens there with that situation. I'm going to get one more in before our next break, which is Joey Logano. Yeah, he had that one win on the Breast of Dirt last year, and then after that, we didn't hear from him again. So, I mean, maybe that's a good idea for this team to get out of there and show up. That's for sure. All right, we're going to step aside real quick and blitz through the rest of the drivers who are going to be participating not only just in the Clash, but all season long in a NASCAR Cup Series.
to the Three Wide Podcast with EG3.
Harrison Burton looking to give the Wood Brothers their 100, that elusive 100 win since coming up to NASCAR. Eddie Greer III for the 3Wide NASCAR podcast with EG3. This is the Busch Clash preview edition of the show. And oh, by the way, I'm just going to give, I just randomly just thought about this. I'm going to give you my guess of the top three positions, who's going to take it, and then I'll give you a sleeper to watch in the race tomorrow night, which will be when this podcast comes out tonight as well. But yeah, I'm just going to give you my top three, or maybe not in that order, but I'll give you a sleeper as well. So yeah, glad I thought about that. But yeah, that's at the end of the podcast, but I want to continue my thought on Harrison Burton. Harrison Burton obviously tested well at Daytona in this car. So I mean, I'm excited to see what he's going to do. A couple of seasons in the Xfinity series, couple few wins under this belt, obviously, and sadly enough, their newest podcast, their family podcast, it's not on. I haven't found it yet, so I haven't tried typing it in yet. So maybe it'll pull up. Maybe I'll listen to it this week, or even tomorrow on my long run. So yeah, I'm very excited for that series, to listen to that series as well. So yeah, Harrison Burton, I'm excited for this guy, get a chance with the Wood Brothers to show what he's got there, and obviously taking over for the underutilized Matt DiBenedetto there in that ride. So he has, I think, Brian Wilson, crew chief of that 21 Wood Brothers Racing Ford. And yeah, when you have, AJ said this, I think, on two episodes ago, he said, when you got equipment, right, with, I think he and somebody else said the same thing. They said the same thing about when you got Penske equipment, you're supposed to be up there battling for top tens and wins. So it's going to be really interesting. The first half for Harrison is going to be kind of a learning curve, I think, but I would not be surprised to see him in the top 20. Maybe I can maybe take it a little bit further than that. Maybe see him compete in the top 15 there as well. Christopher Bell, that's Adam Stevens in his camp. Everybody thinks that Bell's going to make that next jump. We'll see. We shall see. We shall see. And obviously, the man that finished runner-up again last year is that dude, Martin Truex Jr. in the 19. Back at it again. Anxious to see what he does. Obviously, the age, he's starting to get up there a little bit. But hopefully, as well, long-time listeners of the podcast know, obviously, I don't have to say it, but obviously, hopefully, he is competitive week in and week out, and who knows, maybe he'll have a chance to be in the main event, so we'll see what happens there as well. He's really come along as a good short track driver the last, several years for Joe Gibbs Racing / Furniture Row. Kyle Busch is the interesting one. Again, Kyle Busch, a new crew chief, Seth Kavaka. That's actually pretty good for a second time now. Kyle Busch, what can he do? So everybody, again, what are you going to do? Complain for most of the time? I have no idea. But Kyle Busch, that's going to be an interesting storyline to follow. And so is this guy, Chris Buescher, 17 for Roush Keselowski Racing. He's in a guy that, again, I think I pulled him to him out a couple episodes ago. Somebody you have to watch. He had some great runs last year, especially in the first part of 2021. He kind of went on the quiet side a little bit. But yet he's continued to put up finishes. And having Brad Keselowski with Chris Buescher. Chris is a former champion in the Xfinity Series, right? So I just really think that I think he has a chance to really do something. And possibly even, I will take it as far as probably make it to the playoffs with Brad Keselowski. You know, Brad Keselowski is going to get in. He's going to will his team into the postseason. So why not the 17 car? AJ Allmendinger, the other colleague racing entry for this field, the 16 there. And we know he won in the Cup Series last year at the Indy Road Course a year ago. Ryan Preece driving for Cody Ware this weekend. He is in the 15. And Chase Briscoe, Stuart Haas Racing 14 car. This is another one to follow here early on in the season there. For Chase, I'm not saying that he's going to win a race yet. I mean, he could prove me wrong. So we'll see what happens with him there. Ryan Blaney, I mentioned him with Team Penske there. Denny Hamlin, another championship before appearance, comes out empty-handed again. So how many times should we get back there? I have no idea. It's really hard, especially given in the Cup Series, given this format that you have a bad week, bad few races, you don't see the championship four. So, but it's Denny, and we'll just have to see. I mean, how many times you get back there? That's like Patrick Mahomes for the case. Sorry, KC Chiefs fans, for the Chiefs, won Super Bowl in the last 3 years. Three or four consecutive conference title games. There and that end, you have two pins, and then of course, the receipt on top of it as well. So yeah, I just think that, you know, you had time after time, and you can't cat a guy like Denny Hamlin should already have a championship, but keep continuing to waste opportunities in that window. I don't know if it's when it's going to start closing. It could close starting this year. Eric Almirola is stepping aside for full-time duties after the checkered flag falls at Phoenix this year. Chase Elliott in the 9. Then in here, Tyler Reddick, another guy. Tyler Reddick, everybody's... This driver is coming out of everybody's mouths, including yours truly. It's time. I mean, Tyler has tested well. He tested well at Phoenix in this new car a couple of weeks ago. So I'm really anxious to see what he does. And if I had, dang it, I'm trying to do two things at one time here. If Tyler Reddick does what he did in the final 10 races of the season, even though he did get eliminated in the first round barely by a couple of points, and he missed the second round by that much. So I mean, it's going to be interesting, and it's just a matter of time. It's just a matter of when now. When it's going to happen. It could happen tomorrow night. I mean, who knows? It's just a matter of when for Tyler Reddick. I mean, I'm not going to dive on in any more of that other stuff. So I just think that Tyler Reddick, that this driver's name's coming out of everybody's mouth. Again, throwing my two cents in here as well. I think Tyler Reddick, I think he's definitely due now. So it's just a matter of when it is. I mean, Busch Clash wins don't count towards the playoffs, but hey, it's a win when you get bragging rights, right? Especially first time in LA, this format and whatnot. So we'll see what happens with Reddick here this year in 2022. Another guy, Corey LaJoie, Spire Motorsports. I definitely agree with, I believe Jordan Bianchi said this as well, put up or shut up time for Corey LaJoie. And he had some good runs last year. What come to my mind was Daytona, the season finale, where he was up there mixing it up there. Now, obviously, yes, it's speedway racing, but again, he was up there top 15, top 20 for majority of that race. So, again, I mean, you have an opportunity here to kind of not exactly close the gap, but make yourself even known from week in and week out. Brad Keselowski, we already know that. Brad Keselowski Racing, yeah, he's going to find a way to be in the conversation for the playoffs. I think he makes the playoffs there. And I think really both, I even go a step further and say my bold prediction, it might be not that bold, but I think both cars, Chris Buescher and Brad Keselowski of Roush Fenway, Roush Keselowski Racing will make the 2022 NASCAR postseason. You heard it here first on episode 277 of the 3Wide NASCAR podcast. You heard it first right here. And just to kind of round things up here real quick here, Kevin Harvick, winless season last year. He's going to be chomping the bit to get a win. And what another time to do it than get it at the LA Coliseum. Obviously, that would be a huge start for him. But no wins last year for Kevin Harvick. Yes, no wins there. What a huge story that was last year. Kind of got overshadowed a little bit thanks to the Chase Elliott win or some little bit more of the chocolate milk. But yeah, absolutely. Harvick's gonna be chopping at the bit, and he's getting up there in age as well, and he's still performing at a high level as well. Look at the next one. That is Austin Dillon in the Richard Childress 3 car for Richard Childress Racing, obviously. Austin Dillon, over the last couple years of the podcast, has been called out by yours truly of getting outran by another teammate. So he's going to be up against it, especially if Tyler Reddick is up there battling for top fives and contending for race wins. Austin Cindric. Yes, Austin Cindric is filling in huge shoes for Brad Keselowski. There's no question about it. But again, I think with the road courses and whatnot, I think he could even get a win on a road course. Just that's how talented the dude is. So, I mean, other places might take some time a little bit, but I think with this, he has the ability to, you know, get a couple wins underneath his belt here. Let's see. Kyle Larson, he's going to be last in my book because he's defending champion. Ross Chastain in the one car for Trackhouse Racing. Again, we'll see how Daniel and Ross mess up. That should not be an issue. Or maybe it is, maybe it's not. I don't know. But yeah, interesting stuff there. And then, of course, Kyle Larson, you're defending Cup Series champion. What a year he had last year with the 10 wins. He will replace, yeah, he already replaced Winter Jam as well. So, yeah, you're looking at, that's kind of your full field look here for this season of the 3Wide NASCAR podcast there with EG3 there.
Listening to the 3Wide Podcast with EG3.
The 3Wide NASCAR Podcast with EG3 has hit the home stretch here on the podcast here today. Eddie Greer III. For the Clash preview here in just a few minutes, I will give you my top three. Well, I guess I have to pick a winner, so that is part of the top three. And then, of course, I'll give you somebody to watch for tomorrow's Busch Clash as well. So, absolutely, yes. There's, again, tomorrow, I believe, as where a lot of I mentioned this in the last episode of the podcast, which was episode 276. Misty Mae Trainor, Jim Abbott, and a couple others. Jeff Gordon, we're going to be a part of the pre-West ceremonies. Also, Grand Marshals as well. Reggie Bush was added to that list yesterday. He's going to be a part of that as well. And then, of course, I have to say this. And yeah, so it looks like Matt Leinart also is going to be part of that. Dave Roberts, the manager of the Los Angeles Dodgers, there as well. Yeah, so you got that as well. So it looks like, let's see. And also, kind of a little bit of breaking news as well. Yeah, that kind of makes a little sense now. That makes total sense. So, breaking news here to 3Wide NASCAR podcast. Back to Kyle Busch real quick. I mentioned Seth Kvyatkha, right? And I had a puzzling look on my face when I first saw that, when I looked at the entry list, right? So, now it makes total sense. Ben Bayshore, who is the crew chief for the 18 M&Ms, and oh, by the way, M&Ms begins their last season in NASCAR tomorrow. Mars M&Ms, which is very, very sad. Which I think I mentioned it. If I haven't, I just mentioned it to you guys. But anyways, yeah. yeah, going back to that, it looks like after the Phoenix race, the last race of the year, they were hit with the one lug loose or leaving one lug out of that, and looks like, yeah, so they had a lug nut violation at Phoenix, Ben Bayshore will be back for the Daytona 500 weekend with Kyle Busch. So I'm like, Seth Kvyatkha, I mean, did I miss something? I mean, I know I've been focusing on, obviously, the Atlanta Braves title run and recently football playoffs and all that other stuff, but yeah, that kind of got slept under the rug a little bit there when I saw that. I'm like, I had to do a double take on that as well. So I mean, all the pictures that I've seen leading up to the track and whatnot, I mean, not getting permission to remove the grass or whatnot, I mean, hey, it's their field. I mean, you do what you want them to do with that. the building, the transformation of the football field, the track, it's been something else. And to finally actually see cars on the racetrack, it just brings chills to me seeing these new type of cars. Dale Jr.'s been out, was out there in his fire suit. Chase Elliott has been out there, and oh, by the way, Freddie Freeman, who his second home apparently is out in LA. Well, he's from the area, who has been out there since the lockout and everything else. He and Chase Elliott shared a moment that was that I found on Chase Elliott's Instagram. No, it was on Freddie Freeman's Instagram. Last night, that was awesome. The two champs, they're getting a picture there, exchanging the A-Shock fire suit there with Chase to Freddie there. That was awesome, obviously, there as well. Said champs forever there. So, I'm just looking through this now, doing a little double take here as I begin to wrap this thing up here. Yeah, I mean, seeing these cars, the different looks, and getting used to these. I mean, when this outlook or format of a car with the sponsor and number on the side of the door, it looked ugly as you know what. But now, just looking at it a little bit, it's wearing on me a little bit now. So yeah, I mean, some of the schemes look better with it than others. But yeah, absolutely, I'm just looking forward to the actual racing tomorrow. I'm about to sign off and get about to watch qualifying here in a few moments. But yeah, just looking at everything and seeing the cars go through tech, which I have not come across of no issues of whatnot. So that is good as well. The clash at the Coliseum is about to go down here. When this podcast rolls out tomorrow morning, it will be race officially your first race day of 2022. So I'm looking forward to that as well. So I'm just excited about getting back underway. And then obviously, of course, the weird week off before Speed Week arrives, going back to Daytona. So it kind of breaks it up a little bit, but you're going to have 3 weeks of high-powered action beginning this weekend. Obviously, the continuation of the preparation of for the Clash at the Coliseum tomorrow night, and then you have the Super Bowl 56 at LA next Sunday, and then of course the following Sunday after that, the Super Bowl of NASCAR Daytona 500. So a lot of exciting stuff, and then of course re-mention again, like with AJ the Loose Lugs Pod, Tony Stewart. We'll be on help calling the races for at least the Clash and the Daytona 500. He, Clint Bowyer, and Mike Joyce. I am really looking forward to seeing how all that meshes. But I think Mike Joyce will do a terrific job with that. All said and done, folks. Now, my top three and a sleeper for this, before I sign off here on this podcast. Appreciate you guys for downloading and listening to this podcast tonight, or ever listen to your podcast. Appreciate that as well. EG3, 80 Degree to Third, aka EG3, the 3-Wide NASCAR podcast with EG3. Okay, so now I'm gonna start with the, and this is not in any order except for the winner. So I wish I had some. I'm probably going to do this for Daytona. I'm always going to ride. I'll put all the numbers in the hat and let it ride. That's probably what I'm going to do. I'm probably going to do that for my little fantasy league here in a little bit. But I don't have that bullwhip on me, so that's that. So anyways, oh my goodness. Where I'm going to start from? You know, I'm going to do a little something different. Different here with everything else. So, you know, I'm going to do this, right? So the two will finish in the top three. You know, Alex Bowman, right? The last time we saw this guy on a short track, he beat Denny Hamlin at Martinsville, right? So now you come here. I think he'll make the main event, and hopefully these guys will make the main event. Alex Bowman will be one of those guys. He'll be somewhere that he won't. He I'm not picking him to win the race. He'll be Bernard. He's gonna be there either second or third. So Alex Bowman's one of those dudes, right? My next guy, who am I going to pick? Oh my goodness. Well, I gotta say, and you guys are gonna probably hate me for this too, actually. I'm gonna roll the dice, roll a little bit of the dice here. Here, I'm gonna say, I'm gonna say Blaney will be up in the mix here, assuming he makes it to the main event tomorrow. So that's double B's right there. That's the 12 and the 48. And I'm going to stretch this even further. The winner of this race tomorrow is, you know, I'm gonna roll a little bit of a dice here. I'm gonna go a little bit different. I'm gonna say Kurt Busch is gonna win the race tomorrow night. The Clash at the Coliseum. Yeah, I'm picking somebody out of out of right field a little bit, but not really. Considering the fact, I'm going to roll Kurt Busch as my pick to win the Clash at the Coliseum tomorrow night. So, 45-12-48. Now, 48-812 in that matter, but the winner still the same. I'm going to stick with it. Kurt Busch is my pick for the Clash Coliseum for tomorrow night. And last but not least, the sleeper for this race, I got to say, you know, I wouldn't necessarily pick him as, my goodness, I wouldn't necessarily pick him as a sleeper. But, you know, since it's preseason and whatnot, and I just don't want to do the same thing that everybody else is going to do, picking winners. And when I'm just going to pick somebody that's going to be out of the hat. You know what? I'm just going to go. Oh my. Yeah, I'm going to stick with the whole new drivers and new places theme. With this, I'm going to go Ross Chastain as a sleeper. That's my sleeper for tomorrow night. Yeah, I'm gonna do that. Yeah, Ross Chastain, the way that he finished out the second half of the NASCAR season here, his new team, he got new digs. You have a new teammate there, Daniel Suarez. Yeah, I'm gonna do that instead of doing now. Next week, I'm gonna pick people out of a hat. I have a bull, and I'm gonna roll with that. So those are my guys for this weekend. Kurt Busch, my pick. And then, of course, Alex Bowman's going to be a factor in there somewhere. Blaney. And then my sleeper, Ross Chastain. That's not too bad at all. Instead of doing the original Denny Hamlin, that's boring. I could have sat here and picked Kyle Larson, but that's more. Or Chase Elliott. For that matter, but I'm going kind of a little bit out of right field. Kurt Busch loves baseball. He's a Chicago Cubs fan. He'll like the pick, so I'm going to roll with that. And considering my number two driver, Bubba Wallace, is 2311 Racing, yeah, I'll go with that as well. So there's that. The 3Y NASCAR Podcast with EG3 well underway. Season 7, find it wherever you get your podcasts, folks. We're on Audio Boom, Apple, Spotify, all that jazz, Amazon, and a couple more outlets as well. The 3Y NASCAR Podcast, folks. We got racing coming up on us tomorrow night, or when you listen to this podcast, tonight as well. So looking forward to the rest and seeing how this Clash at the Coliseum debut unfolds. Ladies and gentlemen, it's a wrap for another edition of 3Y NASCAR Podcast with EG3 with you guys. I'm going to go watch how this qualifying is going to set up this field for the 4 heats tomorrow. Appreciate you guys for listening to another edition of the 3Y NASCAR Podcast with EG3. I'm Eddie Greeter III here in Manhattan, Kansas, saying thank you guys for tuning in. Enjoy the rest of the Clash weekend, folks. Who take the checkered flag first for the first time in 2022 in LA.
From the land of the purple, the 3Y Podcast with EG3 will be right back. listening to the Three Wide Podcast with EG3. Make sure you subscribe to the podcast wherever you get your sports podcasts. Spotify, Audio Boom, Apple Podcasts, iHeartRadio, and more. We'll talk to you next time, going three wide.